Today's program was brought to you by Consider Bardwell Farm in Vermont, a producer of award-winning handmade cheese from goat and cow milk. For more information, visit considerbardwellfarm.com.
The Heritage Radio Network presents Down the Line, a conversation with leaders in the food industry. Anthony Butler is the definition of charitable giving. He is the executive director of St. John's Bread and Life, an organization that serves over 2,000 meals to hungry New Yorkers each day. Anthony Butler, it's time to go down the line.
I'm Anthony Butler, the executive director of St. John's Bread and Life. We're one of the largest emergency food providers in New York City.
How would you describe your leadership style?
You know, my leadership style is really to both hire the right people and imbue them with the mission that we're doing. I mean, kind of invigorate them with that, and then bring my creativity on top of that, because I'm pretty good about inspiring people to the mission, and I'm a pretty good problem solver.
If you could choose your dream job, what would it be?
Truthfully, if I could figure out some of the consulting and helping other people do this and growing nonprofits, because the running of a nonprofit it's grueling, and the older I get, I realize it's more a young person's job. Or I would just be a crazy old gardener, one or the other.
Who do you look up to for guidance or inspiration in your work?
People who can take their values and operationalize them and work in the real world. Not a world that's stepped back and we just think about and say with everything that's right. I'm very invigorated by this new Pope who's saying we got to do something in the real world, not just say things and bring things to the marketplace. That invigorates me. Dorothy Day, who had a vision of how you should treat people, and regardless of who said that's difficult, you still do it that way.
What do you think is the role of media in our food conversations today?
I think the media's got the food media, if you will, for lack of a better thing, I think it's got to shift. I think it's got to move away from a couple of elements. One, this kind of competitive food media that it's like football. And also, I think it's got to move away from food seen simply as art. I think food fundamentally has got to do two things. Obviously, they give us nutrition and keep us alive. But it's also got to bring us together. You know, as we're sitting in the radio, we're looking at a whole bunch of people enjoying each other's company. And chatting about this, that, and the other thing. And I think that's the power of food, and I think the media, to a great extent, has lost that.
Anthony Butler, you've made it down the line on the Heritage Radio Network. I'm Dedrick Sarzabal. Thanks for listening.